a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, the phrase, be careful what you ask for, is around for a reason, right? You know, sometimes things always look better than maybe
they end up being.
Actually are. Yeah, exactly. So the setting the bar story, if you can manage to make it through the day without asking a plastic surgeon what they'd change about your face,
then
you're doing okay.
So listen, I kind of experienced that one time.
Did you really?
I go in with one thing, and then they start listing all
the
other things.
Oh, have you considered this? Have you considered this too?
I wasn't really self-conscious about that.
Well, Kelly, then maybe you can relate to JT.
I can.
All he did was ask a plastic surgeon what they'd change. And so she was just like, oh, you want me to give you like a little consult? And it basically turned into a roast.
Okay. Oh, you obviously, I think, have some righteds, which are wrinkles. You have furrows between your brows, meaning that you're making a squinty face a lot. Your lower eyelids are a little sunken. Oh. It makes you look tired. Oh. Your teeth are crooked. I see lots of pores on the nose, the jawline, and the neck tightening. Pulling that back a little bit would be kind of number one on my totem pole. And I think your brows are cute because it kind of makes you look innocent.
Yeah. I'm dopey.
But if you wanted to look more powerful, like leading man, I would bring up the lateral brow a little. Symmetry's like not bad. You're a little bit smaller on the side of your face.
I mean, it was just a 60-second roast of this poor guy.
And then he just didn't know what to do with that.
He was just like,
okay.
So
going
Kelly,
away with a whole bunch of new insecurities.
Right, exactly. Kelly, I don't know if you can relate or it, that triggered you in any way, but
it did. It did. It did a little bit. I went in for one reason and got a whole other list of opportunities, we'll say.
Have you considered this or this or this or this?
Many people say, well, we can fatten up your lips a little bit. I'm like, no, I'm not doing anything to my lips.
We can help you here. And you're like, yep. What needs help there?
Yes. Many things. Thank you for the suggestions.
Yeah,
thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I now feel like more of a circus freak than I did when I walked in here.
So, again, just what turned into a fun, or what was supposed to be just a fun little conversation, turned into a literal roast for JT. We'll post up the video. You can see it yourself.
And I'm sure she didn't mean it like that. Like, this is my professional opinion.
You're that's
like,
exactly
your face
right.
Is like just a blank canvas in my eyes. This is not a personal
I could do so
attack,
much with this.
Yeah. But there's much we could do here.
You have so much to work with.
There's opportunities.
There's opportunities, yes. All right, I'm Ben and Kelly's show on X. That is your Setting the Bar story.